From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with your state and local news update. The Juneau School District is looking for input from the community as it heads into a new year. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, with the help of a newly released survey, administrators hope to address concerns from teachers, students, and families.
Over the last few months, Superintendent Bridget Weiss met with school staff and board members, asking for their thoughts on the challenges and successes of the past school year.
We are transitioning from really an emergency situation into a recovery phase, but that is a transition. It's not something where we flip a switch and go from one to the other. It really is a merging into more normalized operations.
Now, Weiss says they've launched a brief online survey with open-ended questions so stakeholders in the community can weigh in as well.
It could be around instruction. It could be around COVID-related mitigation. We really left the door wide open so that people really had an open invitation to share whatever was important to them and not have it be narrowly defined by us.
Every family in the district received the survey in an email, and it's also available on the JSD website. Once all the data is gathered, school leaders will look for themes and use the input to plan the next year. Weiss says they already know schools will be back in session 5 days a week starting August 16th. But some questions have not been answered, like what will the mask policy be? And how should the district spend its funding from the American Rescue Plan Act?
When we look at the recovery dollars that we are receiving, are those on mark with where we see the need and with where our community and our families and our staff see the need?
More than 400 people have already responded to the survey. It will be open to responses for at least another week. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
Talon Lobaugh owns Everybody's Tree Service, and he really knows how to climb a tree. That's why some residents call him whenever a drone or pet gets stuck high up in the trees. But he'd never saved a person until on Sunday when he got a call from Capital City Fire and Rescue about a paraglider who got stuck between two trees on Mount Roberts. After several hours, Lobaugh was able to save her. I spoke with Lobaugh about what it took to rescue a person stuck 60 feet above the ground. Okay, Talon. So what happened yesterday?
Somebody called me from Search and Rescue inquiring about a paraglider that had gotten caught up in a tree roughly 60 feet off the ground in Mount Roberts Tram. So I went ahead and drove myself to the parking lot at the tram and parked, threw my gear back on. Got to the site by about 7 o'clock. I was getting into a tree, the tree that she was in.
So what was the process like trying to save her?
Finesse. Honestly, I was so tired. I pulled a 12-hour day in the trees before I even got there. So I just had to have my wits about me, and it wasn't too complicated. I mean, granted, I'm dealing with somebody instead of like a piece of wood or like maybe if I go and do a rescue for a cat or something. Like it was definitely a little more, felt a little more nervous about it, but I just did what I do, and that was set block and tackle basically as if I were to rig out a tree over somebody's house. I was real gentle about it, obviously. I had her secured before I even set everything up to lower her down. I had actually prepped the tree on the way up, cleaned all the branches that were going to be in the path of her to set down it, so she didn't get scratched up and all that. She was a little heat stroke, you know, been stuck in the sun for I don't know how long.
Yeah. So how's she doing now? Is she okay?
Best of my knowledge, I just talked with her, and she just. Actually had her husband come by and pay me for the job.
Have you done something like this before?
Actually, earlier in the week, I rescued two blue herons out of a net, two juvenile blue herons out of a nest that had been, I think the mom had gotten taken out by an eagle. And, yeah, I got those guys out, and they went to the Raptor Center.
Okay. But never a person.
No. Okay. I've helped other climbers that I'm like, you know, working for other companies or working under me on my company. Like, I've had to rappel people out of trees, like show them how to get themselves down, because they get up there and think they can do it and they get too scared, kind of deal.
Okay.
I've done that, but that's not like, this was just like, oh, I don't know if she's supported. I don't know, like, if the wind starts blowing, like, there's a high possibility that she's going to float out of it and then crash down to the ground. Like, you know, just definitely an emergency situation. But yeah, it's something totally new to me.
How are you feeling after you've saved a person out of a tree?
I feel like anybody who just pulled a 17-hour day yesterday in this heat doing hard labor. That's how I feel, man. I'm a little worn out, man. I'm stoked. I'm really happy. I'm really fortunate that I get to actually service my community in these kind of in these matters.
That was Talon Lobaugh, who rescued a paraglider from a tree on Sunday. In other news, more people are injured by moose than bears in Alaska each year. Now, with the moose calving season coming to an end, Upper Lynn Canal's wildlife biologists caution the public to be alert of moose and their young and always keep a distance. KHNS's Corin Smith reports.
While it can be exciting and incredibly cute to see baby moose, it can turn into a dangerous situation very quickly, says Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch.
And so the public should never try and approach a moose calf, because the cow can be nearby where they can't see them and come. They will aggressively defend their calves.
Last month, a woman in Nikiski was trampled by a moose after approaching a calf in her backyard. The mother was just behind a fence and quickly jumped it and charged her. Koch says there have been several similar cases already this year of people being injured by moose kicking or stomping in defense of their young.
They drop the calves. The calves can't really get very far. The cow has fight or flight, but she can't use flight because she'll be abandoning the calf. Sometimes they will leave the calf, but other times they'll kick you. They can kick in 360 degrees. And, you know, it's like getting kicked by a horse. It can be very dangerous. People have been seriously injured or probably, I think, even killed over the years.
Alternatively, if the mother moose is not in the immediate area, don't think the baby moose is abandoned. The mother will come back for it eventually. Koch says he gets calls every year, and his answer is always leave it alone. People should not try and rescue baby moose.
24, 48 hours, 95% of the time, they say it's gone. And it's because the cow came and after everything settled down, maybe later in the evening or something, and rounded up and they left.
Oh, so it's a false alarm. They think that it's abandoned. And it's
right. And that's
true.
Very, very common throughout Alaska. People pick them up, take them back, put them in their garage, call you. And then it's a disaster because, you know, they're risking that they'll never be reunited. And then if there's no placement for the calf, it has to be euthanized, which can be a bad deal.
People should also be cautious while driving. Hitting a moose at high speed can be deadly. So for the safety of everyone, be cautious and keep your distance from moose this summer. In Haines for KHNS News, I'm Corin Smith.
In politics, the Alaska House of Representatives voted on Monday to allow the budget bill to go into effect on July 1st, averting a state government shutdown. Governor Mike Dunleavy said he's reviewing the budget for individual line items that he could veto, but that vote means he can now prepare for the budget to be implemented. House Speaker Louise Stutes said the vote will be a relief to many.
We've got a lot of Alaskans that are probably jumping for joy about now, thinking that their paychecks are going to continue on coming.
Wasilla Representative Kathy Tilton on Monday changed her vote for the budget to take effect at the start of the budget year after voting against it earlier this month. Tilton is the leader of the Republican House Minority Caucus. She said there's much work left to do to fix the state's structural budget problem.
I would not say that it is a win or a victory. I believe that it is a beginning and a start.
The budget vote will allow the vast majority of state services to continue, but some programs will stop at least temporarily. They include the programs to reduce the cost of energy in high-cost regions and to provide academic scholarships and need-based grants for college students. It also leaves the current level of this year's permanent fund dividend at $525. For more on this and other news stories, you can go to ktoo.org. This is KTOO News.